Saul, tell me first what the Manning Foundation is.
The Manning Foundation was established some 34 years ago when Ernest C. Manning, the longest serving premier in Alberta's history, retired, and a group of people came together and put some multi-millions of dollars into a foundation to recognize innovative, creative ideas in the for-profit sector, meaning the good things that come out of Alberta at the time, and showcase it to the world, and recognize them by giving them cash awards, which has gone on right to this day. It's now being done all across Canada. So Northern Alberta has a chapter, Southern Alberta has a chapter, and various other provinces have their own. And our job is to find all these great ideas and put their names forward so they can all apply and hopefully win these awards, the biggest one being $100,000, and there's a $25,000 prize, and then two $10,000 prizes. And Northern Alberta, Edmonton and the Maine, has been very successful over the last 8 years and acquired two of the $100,000 prizes, so that we've got some really creative, innovative ideas coming out of Northern Alberta, and we shouldn't be surprised by that because that's who we are. So on our 30th anniversary, we had the big gala event, which is held in different cities across the country every year, moved to Edmonton for the very first time. And we recognized that by a celebration, did that by a symposium, which we've been holding ever since. So this is our fourth year since the 30th anniversary, because it's 34 years old now. And we're doing, yet again, another symposium at the Telus World of Science Edmonton, which is open to the public with ideas that are creative, innovative, and challenge you and are fun, and it tells us what a great place we live.
The symposium for this year, what is the theme?
The theme this year, we title it Celebration of Innovation, but specifically it's about robotics. We're really getting to some really neat, funky ideas right now. What do robots do? How do they make a difference in our life? And we want to see some specific robots. So we put together three panelists. We're starting at 1 o'clock at the Telus World of Science. Actually, begins at noon. There'll be poster designs by students who have done their own science projects and want to showcase to the people who come what they're doing that begins all these ideas. Ultimately, some of them come to fruition and they win the $100,000 prize maybe in a few years. But right now, these are students and they'll have their posters up and some of their science demos for people to look at. All of this is in the Kinetic Hall at the Telus World of Science on the 25th of October, Saturday, starting at noon. But at 1 o'clock, we have our first speaker, who is Dr. Patrick Pilarski. He comes from the Faculty of Medicine, Rehab Medicine, actually, at the University of Alberta, and he's going to talk about technological robotics. So how do robots, how have they made a difference in our life? And we never even had robots except on TV and movies and maybe comic books, but now they're real and they're happening. How do they come to pass? How do they make a difference in our life? And then he'll be followed by Dr. Bin Zhang in the Faculty of Medicine talking about entrepreneurial robotics. And that speaks about how robots are actually used in things like surgeries. And we know now that robots can do a lot better job than an unsteady hand, because their hands don't quake, they don't move. And a lot of surgeries now are being done much more successfully with little robots that the surgeon is operating, but on a computer or on some other device. But it's really a robot who's doing the cutting and the sewing and fixing up. And then we're going to end the day with probably the most fun part of it all, at 2 o'clock, on drones. And we got two presenters, and this is really neat, because one is about the kind of drones that people are now buying in toy stores and making at home, and we've got a person from St. John Ambulance, a great guy who's going to come and tell us how he's made these drones, how they fly around, what they can do, and then we end up with somebody from the Edmonton Police Service. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on this one, but you're going to learn, you'll be the first, whoever comes will learn what EPS is doing with drones. And we know that drones exist. We've seen them in action in Afghanistan, sadly, in wars, where they've been pretty effective and have saved our lives as we've been combating an enemy. Well, we've got drones, not with guns. That's not going to be what we're looking at. But we're going to look at something pretty unique. I've had a chance to see it, and there'll be some announcements made, public announcements. And we'll see these things fly. We're going to watch this all happen and challenge the people who are operating them, maybe even get a chance to rent them ourselves, but get to see what EPS has. And that's about all I can say. If I say anything more, I think they'll hunt me down and throw me in jail. So I don't want to say anything more than that.
Is there a cost to the event?
The cost is open to the public coming and registering, and there are 50 tickets available which will be free. So first come, first serve, get your registration in and you'll be able to come. And it comes with full access to the whole space and science center. Otherwise, it's just a normal day's admission cost.
Thank you very much, Saul.
I'm very happy to have this chance to talk to you. Thanks.